Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. However prepared any one nation could be for nuclear war, Russian President Vladimir Putin claims his country certainly is. The comments were part of a campaign message. In an interview aired on Russian television early Wednesday, Putin said he would consider it an escalation of tensions if U.S. or other Western allied troops showed up as combatants on the ground in Ukraine. When asked if Russia is ready for nuclear war, Putin said his military is prepared, but he told the everyday Russians watching at home and those foreigners watching abroad that he does not necessarily see nuclear war on the horizon. Democrats in one key hearing on Capitol Hill Tuesday, pressing the DOJ investigator who refused to press charges against President Biden for keeping classified documents. They take issue with how Robert Hurd described Biden in his final report.
You said to President Biden, you have a photographic understanding and recall of the House. Never appeared in your report, though.
California Democrat Eric Swalwell. Hurd faced a grilling from both Democrats and Republicans during his testimony on Tuesday. The White House says it's time to lay the Biden documents case to rest. The top cop in one Texas town stepping down amid considerable controversy. USA's John Schaefer.
The chief of the Uvalde Police Department, Daniel Rodriguez, who has faced challenges, is set to resign, leaving his position in April. Rodriguez happened to be on vacation in Phoenix when a school shooting happened at the town's elementary school, resulting in the deaths of 19 students and two teachers.
Forecasters are warning of up to 2 feet of new snow in some populated areas of Colorado this week. They say travel in the Front Range Mountains and foothills of Colorado will be difficult to impossible Wednesday through Friday. This is USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The U.S. Supreme Court has extended a temporary halt on Texas's immigration law, which permits state law enforcement to arrest and detain individuals suspected of entering the country unlawfully. Initially scheduled to take effect Wednesday, the High Court extended the pause to further review challenges to the law. Americans with children could be getting a little more of a tax break when filing this tax season. The child tax credit increased for the last tax year, 2023, meaning families can get up to $2,000 per child. IRS spokesperson Stacey Engel says you do have to file a tax return in order to get the credit.
And a lot of filers that don't normally have to file a tax return would still qualify this, and it may put more money in their pockets after they file the tax return.
Qualifying children include sons and daughters under the age of 17, stepchildren, and eligible foster children. The Batman Part 2 is being delayed. The film was set to release in October of next year, but now has been bumped
to October of 2026. The renowned Big Bear bald eagles, observed daily by tens of thousands via webcam, may not see the arrival of three eaglets this year. The environmental team monitoring the webcam suggests it's unlikely that Jackie and Shadow's three eggs will hatch, citing uncertainties about environmental factors or potential biological issues. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Don't you sometimes just want to hit the pause button and stop? Kind of reminds me of the old, and this takes me back a bit and dates me. So you may not remember this, but Sammy Davis Jr. did a play. He says, "Stop the world. I want to get off." And sometimes it feels that way, doesn't it? Rick Manning is with us. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. He keeps hitting the pause button, but it won't pause. I think it doesn't work. We just got to keep on going, Rick. I don't know what to tell you.
You're right. It is the world tumbles forward. We need to make certain the way it tumbles is not rolling all over individual freedom. And so it's, but you know, the fact of the matter is there is a, that is a reality, but you know, the bottom line is, if it stayed the same, it'd get boring. So let's just
without a doubt
take the change and let's take the change and try to make it positive rather than some of the negative change we've seen over the last 4 years.
Well, we got to do something about it. I mean, we just can't sit there and let it happen to us. I mean, this is what it's coming down to. And I think it's awakening the masses to the degree to saying, wow, you know, here I trusted the government to act in a certain way. There's been indications that have caused me to pause for a moment. But now you just can't deny this stuff. It's so obvious. It's so overt and in your face. The level of corruption and all that we're investing and paying for with our taxes, there's very little value that we're getting out of it. I know that sounds pretty extreme because it's not like the government is all, you know, to hell in a handbasket. But it's like you said, tumbling forward in that direction. And it requires we, the people, you know, to take a stand to say, OK, enough of this idiocy. And this waste of time and waste of money. We're $34 trillion in debt, and there doesn't seem to be any interest, Rick, to do anything about that. It's just, okay, well, you know, we're $34 trillion, so what? So like, $35 is going to be a problem, or $36 trillion? I mean, when does it become a problem?
It becomes a problem. People won't lend us money anymore. Just like if you've got a credit card, it becomes a problem that you keep running money up on it. When the credit card company says you don't get to run any more money up on it, at which point you have to figure out how to pay for it.
Exactly.
And it's and it requires discipline. But you know, we have some challenges. You know, there's challenges everywhere, but. And there's really big challenges, and sometimes people look, and the big challenges are so overwhelming that they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you find little things that the government's doing, and you say, wait a second, we can stop that. I've got a thing, found out about something a little while back where there's a bill called the Federal Reauthorized Federal Aeronautics Administration, the FAA. And it's and in that bill, 500 pages, there's six lines, which put five businesses out of business simply because they can. Mm-hmm. And the business, they're doing everything legal. It's kind of small and obscure. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because when we find the small things where there's encroachment and we stop the small things, mm-hmm. then we can progressively move forward and stop bigger and bigger things. But right. if we can't convince the Republicans to stop the small things, you sit there and you kind of, how can we expect them to stand up to a $34.5 trillion budget deficit if they can't say, gee, perhaps the government shouldn't, by edict, put people out of business?
Exactly.
What these guys are doing, yeah. what these guys are doing is pretty simple. They're essentially taking the numbers that identify planes. They're called N numbers. The numbers that identify planes, and the shorter ones have value. People want a shorter N number for some reason. It's a vanity thing. So they figured that out, and they said, well, I'm going to buy up as many of the short numbers, and then I'm going to resell them. Mm-hmm. And so there's still 400,000 numbers available, so you can get a number. It's not like they bought the whole thing. They bought a few, few hundred short mm-hmm. numbers, and they're reselling them. Well, they're trying to say you can't do that. And it's like, why? They created a computer system that sells them. They created stuff. They saw mm-hmm. value where nobody else did. Government still gets their money because they're buying the FAA, these licenses, these registration
sure, right.
numbers. So, all they just figure out a way that they discovered value where there was, where the government had no idea there was value. And so after doing this for years and years and years, the FAA, somebody in Congress said, well, we're going to stop this. These people can't be making a profit. That's wrong. And, I look at this. I say, no, what's wrong is that somebody thinks that if you come up with it, you see a value and you take a product, everybody's made whole. The agreed on price for one of those registration tags from the FAA is $10. Mm-hmm.
Right.
They buy a bunch of them for $10 each. But the actual real value may be thousands of dollars.
Exactly.
And so, because value is what people are willing to pay, so mm-hmm. they create a free market for it where the mm-hmm. price is determined by what people are willing to pay, and they do that. And somehow.
They've been willing to pay this over the years, until somebody complained about it.
If you're not willing to pay it, then it's not like you don't get to get a registration number.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if I might want USC Trojans as my license plate.
Mm-hmm.
That's too many letters, but go with me. And say, I might want that as my license plate. But you know what? Somebody else has it. Now, I might be able to go to that person and say, hey, I know you've got this, but I really want it. I'll give you $1,000 if you'll give it up.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, I could use the money. Mm-hmm. And they sell it to me. And so we switch the registration. I get the license plate number. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a free exchange. And I'm paying the value I put on it. They're mm-hmm. selling it for the value that they put on it. And it is how it works. So, but that's what these guys are doing, and that's what they're trying to kill. Fortunately, we've got Ted Cruz on the Senate side. It already passed the House. They've got Ted Cruz on the other side, and he understands this. But it's one of a lot of things. It's a small issue in a 500-page bill.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm working with Senator Cruz, hoping to get him to just rip it out, because we have to win small battles that may only affect five people. Okay?
Yes.
We have to win small battles and get used to winning and get used to stopping this idea that the government just can do whatever it wants to do, and kind of retrain our muscles, mm-hmm. our whole muscle system, to be looking for this kind of stuff and defeating it. And that way, our muscles are strong enough to tackle the big things.
Exactly. Yeah, well, you've got to... the thing is so cowardly about the government was they go after this low-lying fruit, right, so to speak, the easy stuff. And they're mounting up victories on their end. And meanwhile, we're distracted and not paying attention to this. And this has been an effective strategy for them. And this is why we're in the mess that we're in. And as you said, our muscles have become a bit atrophied in understanding, you know, what the battle is all about. I mean, you know, the Republicans are real good about pontificating, but really nobody, you know, I don't know that anybody cares that much. You know, just win the game. Well, just go out there and win. Yeah. Got to go to break. More from Rick after this.
This winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with Rick Manning, president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick brought up a good point here, and I don't know if you were following him, but it's really, you know, I think what it comes down to, Rick, as we've been seeing more and more, it's like the Republican Party is playing checkers, and the Democrats are playing chess. I mean, it's really a, you know, it's a non sequitur, and the You know, and it's like everybody's happy with their little positions in the political process. Democrats are happy because they get to win and take advantage and get to go into the Treasury and get us up to $34 trillion and go and buy votes and do all that. And then the Republicans just go along. And like in these, you know, these hearings, the hearing yesterday with Robert Herr, this is incredible, you know, to me, and how they were able to allow, and the Democrats, the way they positioned this, this whole argument is that we know that our guy's bad, but, oh, man, compared to Donald Trump. And they're using an indictment as if it's a matter of fact. The indictment is yet to be proven. But the Democrats get away with it, and the Republicans just sit there and let them do this. I don't understand that, Rick.
Well, it's I understand very little of the strategy that they're employing, but you would think when you had the guy who was a special counsel to who was investigating actions by the current president of the United States, that you would sit there and say, listen, what you're talking about something that doesn't matter. The question is, what did the President of the United States do? And let's lay it out and have him lay out all the things he did. And, oh, by the way, why did you say he shouldn't be indicted? Let's go. I'm really curious because you made a statement of fact that said he shouldn't be indicted. Let's talk about that. And the Democrats want to bring up Donald Trump. The answer, they want the fight to be over Donald Trump. And the bait is, oh, well, we've got to talk about Donald Trump because it's not fair. This guy didn't indict and the other guy did. And you say, wait a second. You know, you want to talk about Donald Trump. Well, we'll get that special counsel in here and we'll talk about Donald Trump. Happy to do that. But that's not who we have sitting in front of us. We have the guy who looked at Biden's records. And so if you want to talk about Donald Trump, you know, then let's talk about bringing Jack Smith in here and doing it. This guy knows nothing about Donald Trump. So you're either going to ask him about questions that he knows about,
right,
which is the investigation of Joe Biden.
And it was amazing that he was, to your point, exactly, Rick, whenever it got outside of some of these boundaries, he would quickly go, well, I'm not here to talk about that. Yeah, I'm here. I've got 240 pages. This is what I'm addressing, you know, page 112 or whatever, right, you know, he would refer to. And so he was really good to hold up a shield. But when it came to Donald Trump, it's like I didn't see the executive summary. I didn't read it exactly. But I guess there was some mention of Donald Trump in that. And, you know, it's like, wait a minute, you're a special prosecutor to investigate what happened with Joe Biden, not Donald Trump. And even though, right, you may have thrown in a couple sentences of, you know, some sort of comparative, you're bringing, and I think Kevin Kiley, the congressman from California, brought up something that I think a lot of these legal beagles, overlooked conveniently. And that is that, Herr kind of used the indictment of Donald Trump, and that became kind of the benchmark and the standard. And so Joe Biden could kind of use that as a defense and kind of hide around that. And that's why, in a sense, he came out and, you know, was so compliant, because, you know, the narrative was already set that Donald Trump was not very compliant, that he was resistant. And then all these supposedly photos of strewn, top secret material lying around, his office and in bathrooms and stuff like that. And there's no declaration, there's no clear understanding of, when I heard about stuff in bathrooms, I go, this doesn't make sense. This is so unlike anybody that knows anything or even a little bit about Donald Trump understands that this guy cannot manage the level of businesses that he did and be so helter-skelter. Joe Biden Biden's garage is more emblematic of Joe Biden and his character than Donald Trump and what the FBI orchestrated when they took those pictures, if you know what I'm talking about.
I do. Let me tell you where Robert Herr violated his oath, okay? He had a guy The difference, if you want to talk Donald Trump versus Joe Biden, it's simple. Donald Trump was president of the United States. He said these documents are declassified. There's a dispute between him and the FBI and the people who handle records about what's declassified and what's not declassified. Donald Trump has staff that says he declassified it. What's more, Donald Trump as president had the absolute right when those documents were saying to say, those are declassified, take them to Mar-a-Lago. We want to talk about Donald Trump, we have to understand the president of the United States is where the power of declassification and classification lies.
Right.
And these people in the FBI get that power because of the Article II branch of government headed by the president. So this is akin to saying that, but Donald Trump didn't get to be president, like they've said all along.
Right.
It was Donald Trump. He can't do it, but everybody else can. Fact is, the president of the United States doesn't work for the FBI. The FBI works for the president of the United States. The people who do the declassifications work for the president of the United States. They're part of the administration. They're not executive branch. They're not part of the legislative branch. Not part of the judicial branch. They're part of the executive branch, which is headed by the president. Given that, they did not have any right whatsoever to say, you, Donald Trump, don't have the right to declassify whatever you think needs to be declassified. And so Donald Trump, at the end of his presidency, was arguing with the FBI over this for months in terms of declassification. And the FBI kept saying, we need to do redactions, we need to do this. And he played the game with him, he let him do it. And finally he said, we're out of time. These are declassified. And it's too bad if they don't like it. You get down to it, that's our constitutional government. And when Jack Smith, I prefer to talk about Biden on this because he did the opposite and had the opposite situation. But Jack Smith said, because Donald Trump is arguing about whether these are classified or not, or whether we're gonna indict him, we're gonna send cops in, we're gonna take the documents, we'll find all that out in court. And so that's why he gets indicted, is because he actually was exerting his actual real live power as president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And what else did he do? Did he release it to the New York Times after he went? No, he kept them in Mar-a-Lago. So what did that mean? It meant that they were declassified, but he still respected the system by not saying, here, LA Times, here's this document, here's this New York Times, Washington Times, here's this. He didn't do that. So, and if he had, truthfully, he'd have been better off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's the reality. A president has a right to declassify. Donald Trump was president at the time when he took the documents. Mm-hmm. Hence, they were declassified de facto. Whether he told anybody or not, they were de facto by his action of taking the documents. Joe Biden, on the other hand, was a senator and then a vice president. Neither of them had the right to declassify. And he had documents from 10, 15 years back spread all over America in a room, in a place where the Chinese were paying for the actual room. That was insecure handling of classified documents, thousands of classified documents. Joe Biden violated the law. He couldn't be prosecuted because he's president, but he should be prosecuted afterwards because he violated the law, and Donald Trump didn't. And I don't care what Jack Smith says and what Robert Hur says. That is objective truth.
Exactly. Yeah, and again, to come back and say, clearly he said he didn't exonerate Joe Biden, number one. And number two, because of his mental deficiencies, that he thought that he couldn't, that he couldn't win the case, before a jury. I mean, this is like, this is Jim Comey all over again with Hillary Clinton, one more time.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
That's the precedent.
Rick Manning, thank you as always. Appreciate the insight. Take care, buddy.
Thank you.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxalaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets, protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus chews.
is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon Easy.
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data. $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. At an amazing price with no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
USA News Update. The man who was in charge of the DOJ classified documents investigation of President Biden, which resulted in no criminal charges, is testifying before Congress.
My team and I conducted a thorough, independent investigation. We identified evidence that the president willfully retained classified materials after the end of his vice presidency when he was a private citizen.
Robert Hur offered testimony before a House committee Tuesday. He faced heat from both Democrats and Republicans on the panel. The White House says it's time to lay the Biden documents case to rest. High inflation is lasting longer than anticipated by economists. February's Consumer Price Index, indicating the cost of goods and services, rose by 0.4% for the month and 3.2% from the previous year. It does remain above the Federal Reserve's 2% target. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Kind of amazing, huh, how the president uses the term illegal immigrant and brain bruising that continues to, ricochet throughout the Beltway is, it's quite revealing. That's all I've got to say. Bill Pascoe, Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director, is with us now. He's TPP's man in Washington, so he's been an eyewitness to all the brain bruising as the result of Joe Biden being Joe Biden.
And I'm too damn wrapped up in gauze to be able to talk with you for very long this morning. It's been quite the sight for the last several days, Bill. You're right.
It's like everybody's looking like a bunch of mummies walking around.
That's it. There's a bunch of whiplash that took place on Thursday. He said what? What did he say?
Yeah.
No. Right. And here's the thing. A slight correction to your intro. He didn't refer to the guy as an illegal immigrant. In that case, he would have been using illegal as an adjective. What was particularly galling to the left is that he simply referred to them in the most despicable way of all, calling him an illegal, making it a noun. That's the ugly, because this is what the left occupies itself with these days: nouns and pronouns. That's all they care about.
Right.
He, her, she, it, they, whatever. The fact of the matter is, and what's been most interesting is not the slip of the tongue, the Freudian slip that reveals what somebody is actually thinking in his, in his limbic brain. Now we know that Joe Biden really is. He's not a captive of the progressive left. He hasn't handed his brain over to Pramila Jayapal and Nancy Pelosi to rewrite
whatever's left of it. Right?
Exactly. He hadn't handed it over so they can rewrite the source code. He still thinks of illegal immigrants in the most disparaging way possible. He thinks of them as illegals. But what's been most fascinating is to watch his own reaction after he made the Kinseyan slip. Remember, Michael Kinsey was the guy, the old New Republic editor who revealed that in Washington, a gaffe is when somebody accidentally speaks the truth.
The truth, exactly.
You know, and that's what Biden did. He accidentally spoke the way he really speaks, without benefit of the teleprompter, without benefit of a scriptwriter or a speechwriter writing it out for him. He just spoke what was on his mind, and on his mind was the notion that, oh, this poor nursing student was murdered by an illegal. Okay, that's what he actually thought. He said it out loud, and for that, he gets crucified by the left. Now, what's interesting is, what is his reaction to being crucified by the left? First, he immediately, and, you know, Joe Biden is a little slower than he used to be, so immediately means within 24 hours. Within the next 24 hours, he realized that he had screwed up. So he authorized the White House to do what? To fix it. And how does the White House normally fix such a thing? They put out a statement, a written word. That way, he can't screw it up, right? We're going to put it on paper for you, Mr. President. We're going to put it. You don't need to go anywhere near it. You don't even need to read it. Trust us. We are your longtime, trusted, confidential aides. We'll get the language right, and we'll put out the statement. Guess what? They put out the statement. It wasn't good enough. On Friday, the written word wasn't good enough. They had to set up an interview. He had to go on camera. They realized, uh-oh, this isn't working. We need to get the boss on camera saying the right words. Where can we do that? Where can we send him where will anybody actually let him read off a teleprompter if we do an interview? No, they won't. It's an interview. They're going to insist on being able to ask their own questions. It'll be a softball. Do you really feel regret, Mr. President, as the reporter is nodding his head up and down? Follow me. Follow me. Say yes. Okay. Yeah. So that was the question. Do you feel regret for your use of the language? And then he says, yeah, I feel regret. I shouldn't have called him an illegal. That's an ugly word. I should have called him an undocumented worker. Undocumented. Well, you know, he wasn't really a worker. He was a guy who was arrested for shoplifting. So he's an undocumented thief. But the thing that really bothered me, Bill, was there was no regret for Lake and Riley. There was no regret for the family left behind dealing with the loss. There was no regret at all along those lines. And that's where I think ultimately Joe Biden comes up short in this episode.
Well, the other part, Bill, which has been overlooked, I think, is that, you know, with things that when Joe Biden goes off script and he really goes off the reservation, and somehow there was some break that came in, you know, after he made that statement. I think he realized he got himself into a bucket of gum. And then his statement afterwards, if you listen to where he was going, the suggestion was that, well, a lot of people get killed, you know, in this country. It was almost like he was trying to make some moral equivalency with an illegal, you know, with an illegal who murdered somebody versus, you know, homicides that occur, you know, in the country, that it shouldn't be any different whether it's by an illegal, because we have homicides throughout the country anyway. So, you know, it just seemed to me, I don't know if you caught that or not.
I did. Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, the follow on to this poor girl was killed by an illegal, and then he says, but how many are being killed by legals?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Please don't do moral equivalency and tell us that we're bad people for being concerned about a poor girl who appears to have been murdered by an illegal immigrant. Because guess what? The difference between being killed by an illegal immigrant and being killed by a citizen of the United States is the illegal immigrant shouldn't have been here
to begin with. Exactly.
And when when he did the cleanup on aisle five routine on Saturday, with the softball interview, I mean, even then, to make sure that our record is correct, even then, he kind of screwed up. He said, well, you know, technically, he wasn't supposed to be here. And I looked at that and I went, well, technically, he was here because your people didn't do the job properly.
Exactly.
Technically, he was here because you issued orders at the beginning of your administration to open the borders and let people like him come into the country. Technically, technically, we're going to replace you, Mr. President. That's ultimately the solution here. It's, you know, it's not a question of sending more money, because they'll do with that money. They'll send that money to New York and Chicago to pay for housing and feeding and clothing
exactly.
all the illegal immigrants
oh, of
that
course.
We let cross the border.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's, you know, it's not just money. It's a policy change that we need. And unfortunately, it's become clear the only policy change we're going to get is when we get a personnel change. You know, one of the very first things that I learned when I came to Washington 40 years ago is there's a saying in Washington, in conservative circles, personnel is policy. You get the right person in the job, and you don't have to worry about the policy coming out of that shop, whatever it is. It may be over at the State Department, it may be the Interior Department, it may be the Labor Department, whatever. Get the right person in the job, and you don't have to worry about the policy. You can go concern yourself with something else. Personnel is policy, and in this case, the orders are coming right from the top.
Right.
If we want to change this policy, if we want to end this open borders policy, we need a new president.
Right. Well, we need a major cleanup on all the aisles, Bill, frankly, because you
it's
said
more
something.
Than aisle five. You're right.
Exactly. Because you're talking personnel. This is what happened. You know, when Obama left, he left 4,000 of his personnel behind to serve as moles, and he moved them into bureaucratic positions, took them out of the administration, shuffled them over into the bureaucratic side so that they could, wrench up the works and to do everything they could to interfere with the president, the incoming president. I mean, this is absolutely diabolical, but people do not understand. But like you said, the issue here is personnel. It is so well entrenched. And, I think about what happened with, with that one impeachment with Vitamin. You know, Vitamin coming on and, the guy's a lieutenant colonel. Where's the chain of command? And the guy's whining like a grade school, teenager that somebody moved his cheese. It's not your cheese. It's the government's cheese. It's the president's cheese. Quit whining. Right?
You got it. We call that RAM specking, by the way. And we should have a conversation about the RAM spec act.
Next time, let's do it. Bill Pascoe, thank you, sir. Take care. Appreciate you.
Hey, I'm Chelsea, and a little thing I like about the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is I think it's just a perfect combination of ingredients. The pepper jack cheese and that spiciness of the sandwich. It's the right type of spice and the right amount of spice. It's crunchy on the outside, but then really tender on the inside. And then, obviously, the pickles on the bottom are iconic. There are too many things I like about it. I don't know if I can finish the thought.
Bring on the spice and order the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guest paid for their testimonial.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Find what you love, love what you find. Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Eric Rourke with us, the Director of Research with Numbers USA. Hey, Eric, good morning. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, I think it's interesting. Director Ray has been on the Hill several times here recently. Earlier, he said that the threat level has increased because of the mass migration coming in, the people coming into our country that we don't know. And recently, his focus was on human smuggling. And, the question that begs to be answered is, when are we going to do something about this? When are we going to close the gate here and stop the madness and the danger that's coming into our country? It's like Director Ray is announcing all these threats. Is this to give him some sort of cover so he can say, well, I told you back in, November of 2023 that the threats were increasing. And then again, I came to the Hill in March of 2024 and told you the threats continue. And then we're especially focused on human trafficking. But what the heck are you doing about it is my question.
Well, the FBI is, we don't know what they're doing. They're supposed to be tracking people, but the thing is, they don't really know who we're letting into the country any more than you and I. Well, they probably know a little more.
Mayorkas knows.
But that's the thing is that our government isn't trying to find out who these people are. And, I think Director Ray is given the obvious answer to, what the obvious question is, which is, are terrorists groups taking advantage of an open border, and everyone knows that they are. It's just the ultimate question is why is the Biden administration allowing this to happen? Because and we point this out all the time. Most people who are coming over the border are coming here for jobs or benefits or because to reunite with family. But if your motivation is to commit an act of terror or to if you're a member of a criminal gang, you're still getting in the same way. And our government isn't. They don't. People show up to the border. They're discarding their documents, and so our government, even if they're trying to, the volume is so heavy, they don't know who's coming over for the most part. And from coming from countries where they can't do background checks because the information just simply isn't available. Mm-hmm. And for groups like ISIS or other groups, there's obviously they're going to take advantage of it. It's not just because people are pointing out that the border is open. That's what the administration. So if you didn't talk about it, no one would know. Of course they know. Cartels know. But it's also these groups are making money because these smuggling networks are global. And so only are they bringing people into the country who we don't want in the country, they're also making a lot of money by smuggling people from distant countries and bringing them to the border. And our government is releasing them into the interior.
Last year, Eric, $13 billion just in human trafficking alone. $13 billion. And that's just what the cartels had said. So all these other groups, as you mentioned, the tentacles of evil that have, you know, come over our border and are participating in this, because the thing is America really needs to do some soul searching here. I mean, seriously, when you consider that this country is the number one consuming country for human trafficking and sex trafficking and all that goes along with it. I mean, this is disgusting. The land of the free, home of the brave. I mean, this is what we went to war for. This is what we, you know, signed up in the military for, is so that we could allow this kind of evil to be promulgated in you know, in our country. I'll tell you, I didn't sign up for this. This is not why I served in the Marine Corps, you know, to allow this kind of evil. And it seems that this administration could care less. It's just like Atlas Shrugged. And this has got to stop, because as you mentioned, you know, they already know, you know, Director Ray knows that there's ISIS terrorist cells, there's Hamas terrorist cells. I mean, it's no longer existential. I mean, this is the enemy within. And these people that come across the border, they don't come across the border. Yes, they pay money, but they're also, they're indentured servants to the cartels. The cartels are controlling the border. They're the trolls right there. They're not going to let somebody, Eric, come across the border without, you know, some agreement that says, hey, you're going to do our bidding. You may not have to do it right now, but later on, we're going to call on you. And these are like Manchurian candidates, human missiles that are sent off into the interior of our country. And Joe Biden, you know, he's happy to move them into the interior. And if that's not enough, hey, we'll put them on planes. We'll just forget about the border. We'll just fly. We'll fly 30,000 illegals into the country, right?
You're right. And especially about the cartels, you know, they're not concerned what someone does once they're in the U.S. They're concerned about whether they're paying to get into the U.S., paying the cartels to get over the border. There was a story a couple of days ago where apparently somebody tried to take an Uber, right, mm-hmm. across the border, and the cartel shot at them because they hadn't paid them off.
Exactly.
So, you know, they're not, the cartels aren't worried about the motives of the people trying to get over. What they're worried about the money. And as long as people are paying, for whatever reason they want to enter the U.S., the cartels are fine, right?
But it's not only the money, Eric. Yes, they get the money. That's up front. But they also get they get the agreement that you're going to do our bidding, whether it's human trafficking, whether it's drug running, whatever illegal activity, whatever job that we have for you. I mean, this is a thing that's amazing. You know, I've maintained that this is where we've let these people down and let our country down, is the government. You know, Mayorkas could care less. We have no idea these people coming across. I get it. There could be all kinds of danger. We're getting reports where, you know, all these countries are emptying out their jail cells and, you know, the crazy people in their land, they're going, hey, you know, let's send them a Joe Biden. Joe Biden, we'll give them a T-shirt and we'll send them north, you know, to go into America and let it be America's problem, you know, because we can't handle this. So the very thing that Donald Trump said that they were doing, these countries and their presidents, that everybody, you know, that, you know, Sonny Houston and everybody from The View were clutching their pearls and Joey Behar were clutching their pearls. Oh, how could he say such a thing? You know, he's so mean spirited that, you know, accusing these countries of sending their work. And then now it's everyday conversation. It's everyday reporting that they're not sending their best. They're sending their worst. And so, but no apology to Donald Trump, no apology to America that you've left the gate open and have allowed all these crazies to come in. We're having a hard enough time dealing with our own homeless issues and mental issues here in our country with our own citizens, much less, oh, let's bring in, you know, a couple of million people who have lost their minds and let's bring them in and add to the problem, right?
And I think one thing that all Americans need to realize is that our own government, the Biden administration, is facilitating this and not only turning a blind eye, they're denying that this is happening. And as you point out, Mayorkas does not care. And obviously there's a lot of money and big business has exerting pressure, but it is an ideological commitment, obviously on Mayorkas' part, to keep the border open. And, you know, the consequences be damned, really, because it's obvious to all of us, American, you know, American citizens and around the world. And you're right to point out that this is a danger for Americans and it's hurting us. But it's also the exploitation of migrants, right, at the border. And once they're in the country, the cartels, you're right, a lot of people are borrowing money. And the cartel is going to get their money one way or the other from these people.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. You know, the sentiment that I have, Eric, that continues to grow here, that bothers me and wakes me up in the middle of the night at times, is to realize that Joe Biden, this administration, Mayorkas included, they don't seem to like our country or our people. I mean, you know, to hear them, you know, hear Mayorkas in these hearings, these congressional hearings and that, the guy's lying through his teeth. I mean, he's so disingenuous. And here he is. He's in this critical government position. And it's disgusting. I mean, that he cares so little for the people who are dying at the hands of illegal, you know, immigrants coming into our country. And I said, yes, illegal, you know, because that's what they are. And, you know, they come into the country and they could care less. I mean, they have killed an American citizen in every state of the union. I mean, we're talking probably hundreds and hundreds that we don't even know about because the administration and everybody that's so concerned about offering cover to this illegal migration that's coming into the country because it serves their interest. We can't seem to get, you know, those critical numbers. You know what I'm saying?
No, and you know, then that's one of the reasons, because he was not only lying about what was going on, but withholding data from Congress. And that's another, we have the budget fight upcoming with funding of DHS, which is 22nd is when that's due. So we'll see what if the House stays strong. But the other thing is they've impeached Mayorkas, and Senator Schumer is trying not to have a trial. And, you know, you would think if he's doing such a great job, as they keep saying, then you would be happy to defend him and clear his name. But it looks like, you know, they're going to have to pressure Schumer to actually carry out his duty and have a trial from the impeachment of Mayorkas. Mm-hmm. You know, the House impeached him. It's the Senate's duty to have the trial. And it probably he's not going to be convicted because of the Democrats control Senate.
Of course.
This is an important process that has to play out.
Yeah, but just like you said, Eric, the quickest thing to do is to tighten up the purse. You've got control over the purse. Hell no, you ain't getting money. We're not going to give you more money to do more of the same. Because even he's coming in and he's asking for more money. And what is the vision that he has with this additional funds? It's not to really solve the problem, right?
Well, if the Republicans fund what Biden's policies are, they can't complain about the consequence.
Exactly. And we, the people, need to understand that we've got to elect people into these offices that'll be sincere and vigilant about doing our bidding and doing what's best for America, not for these globalists and these people, frankly. I mean, and it's hard to realize this, that we have such a powerful party in our country that hates America. I mean, I don't know how else to discern it. Because their actions seem to indicate that such. Eric Rourke, Director of Research with Numbers USA. Thank you, Eric. Have a great day.
Thanks. You
too. It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body